Welcome back to the CEO Mindset Podcast. I'm Andrea Patrick, your host, and I'm so happy that you are joining me today. Subscribe if a CEO mindset is something you want to obtain and you want to find the intersection where your work and life coexist. The sky is the limit when you're clear about your value, consistent in the way you share said value, and you're upfront and honest about who you are while sharing it. There are so many examples to follow and learn from. Let's get into today's, shall we? Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the CEO Mindset Podcast. I am so glad you are here today. I know that you could be anywhere else, but you chose to listen to my podcast, and for that, I am forever and eternally grateful. Listen, on this podcast, I talk about how to leverage your personal brand to get the things that you want. In order to develop that personal brand, I am sharing with you tips, tricks, and techniques to help you constantly evolve so that you are open to those failures that will help you get that much closer to your success. I believe that it is in understanding yourself and what you need to do and be your best, you are more capable of getting where it is you want to go, because you'll communicate better. You will work well with others. You will have more confidence. You will understand your value and how to wield it in the world. So on this podcast, that's what I'm sharing with you, how to leverage it to constantly evolve and be open to those failures. Now, in this episode, I want to share with you some of the things that were just on my mind. I just am compelled to share them with you. We are closer to the end of the year. And because of that, a lot of us are starting to think about what we need to do, how we need to adjust our businesses for the coming year so that we can scale or we can grow or we can start even. And so I think this episode is going to be very helpful if you are in that space. If you're like me, you started thinking about this, you know, back in August, September timeframe, and you're starting to shape your ideas and starting to think about how you're going to make those adjustments. But I think in the lessons that I've learned over the years and fairly recently, in those lessons, I think you'll find some lessons that might be helpful to you on your journey to scale, grow, or just learn. Okay. So let's get started with the first one that I think might surprise you. And that is validation can actually be detrimental to your success. Now, I want to explain this from a personal perspective. For me, early on as a kid, I've always wanted to be validated because I think I'm not trying to throw shade on my parents or anything, but there just was not a lot of emotional support that happened. And if I'm being honest with you, I would say that I believe my husband and I were actually having this conversation yesterday on a walk with someone, and it came up, we met him, we crossed paths with one of our neighbors, and we were having a conversation about our kids, and we were talking about, you know, the idea of financial support and emotional support. And I made the comment that I believe it is so much more important to have emotional support than it is to have financial support because of this very reason. When you don't have emotional support from your family, from your friends, from people around you, sometimes it's very easy to crave validation because you're not getting that unconditional emotional support that oftentimes comes with your family, your parents, or really good friends or a spouse. And so when we rely so heavily on validation, what happens is we start doing things to get that validation. We make moves to impress versus making moves for growth. We start listening to people who are giving us advice, but it's not always the best advice because it goes against what we are so passionate about doing. But because we care so much about being validated by other people, we allow those opinions to trump our own desires and passions and perspectives that are going to get us to the success that we're looking for. The things that occur when we are in need of other people's validation is sometimes there's self-doubt created because someone's telling us something opposite of what we feel and we have burning on the inside of us. But because we crave them saying job well done, we start finding ourselves making moves that we think would get that job well done. Sometimes imposter syndrome is the result of the need for validation because we'll start to believe that we're not enough because we're not satisfying the people that we want to validate us. Another thing that could happen is we start comparing ourselves to other people because we see success in others. We value that person's opinion. We crave their validation. So we tend to make moves based on that need or that desire. So that's what I mean by if there's a need to be validated, that can be detrimental to your success. Now, what I suggest in opposite that is to really tap into your value and what you're bringing to the table and own it. And this is not something that you do overnight. But I go through this with you and help you with this step by step inside my program, Project CEO, because I know what it feels like. The epiphany journey that I took to get to this point is one that has been so familiar when I'm working with my clients. And it's just been amazing to see how the various steps in my journey have been so helpful in helping my clients achieve success as well. But when you really do the work to understand where that negative tape is coming from, and you begin to give that back to that person or release yourself from those negative things, it does leave room for you to really identify who you truly are and understand the values and perspectives that you yourself authentically and organically believe and crave and support and foster. And fertilize. When you get to that point, it does make it a lot easier for you to make moves without needing validation. I'm not saying that validation is not, good and that you will turn it away when it happens, but you won't depend so much on it because you'll be very solidly rooted in the value that you know you're bringing to the table when you're doing the work to water that value, that interest, that passion. You'll be very confident in what it is you're bringing to the table. And so when those people around you aren't giving you the validation that you think you deserve, it's okay because you'll be getting it from other places and you'll be giving it to yourself because you know that you are a value add to the situations that you place yourself in. So that would be my suggestion. And in addition to that, it's going to minimize that self-doubt. Quite the opposite, you'll build confidence. The imposter syndrome will be minimized because you will know beyond a shadow of a doubt the value that you're bringing to the table. And you begin to look at people from a place of, I know I have something to help you. I'm going to offer it to you, but if you don't get it, if you don't want it, that's fine. It's your loss, because you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you're bringing something to the table. And so you don't have to feel like an imposter because you can stand firmly on the value that you're bringing to the table. And then you'll realize that there's no comparison. Nobody can compare to you. I've said this on so many podcasts and videos. You are as unique as a snowflake or a fingerprint. No one has the exact same combination of influence, experience, perspective, and passion. When you tap into that, doing the work, and again, I walk you through this process inside Project CEO, your eyes are open to the fact that even if people are doing the same thing as you, serving the same audience as you, you're doing it in a different way. And someone is going to connect with you based on the way you're doing it. And so there won't be any competition. And as a matter of fact, you may even feel, confident enough to collaborate with people who are in the same space as you, because you know that you will capture the hearts and win the minds of people who like it the way you're giving it. So again, I just want you to just take note. Just realize that validation can be detrimental to your success. And before I even go any further, if you haven't already, take out pen and paper and take some notes because, I've found that I listen to things, but I've even started listening to Audible and I will stop and take notes right in the middle of, I'll pause it and I'll take notes because you don't want to lose the thought that comes to you when you hear this. You want to make sure you capture the thoughts because that's what's going to help you retain the information and subsequently apply it to the things that are going on in your life. So be sure to like jot these notes down if anything that I'm saying is resonating with you. It's going to help you in the long run. Now, another lesson that I learned that I really think will be valuable to you, and it's a part of maturity. It's a part of being a mature entrepreneur, and owning that title. Sometimes we get into business, and because we enjoy doing something, it was a hobby that we want to monetize, and we fail to transition into business owner. And we continue to treat our business as if it's a hobby. So we don't take it as seriously as we should. We don't demand that other people take it as seriously as they should. So this lesson is a big one, but it holds with it a lot of responsibility. And that is the buck starts and stops with you. I learned that for myself. The buck starts and stops with me. And this is the second time I'm actually recording this podcast because the audio didn't work. I was using a new tool and it didn't work. But anyway, I digress. What I realized here was this year, I started to take, well, towards the end of last year, I started to take a good hard look at how I was sharing my business and services with the world, with my local community, so forth and so on. And I began to get frustrated at the amount of effort I was putting into this one avenue that was not yielding results. I was very frustrated because I felt I was not being recognized by the people in this organization. I felt that I was putting forth a lot of effort and work, and it was not being met with any type of return. And I was a little upset and frustrated by it. And I started seeing success in other people that were in this same organization. And, I started to think that, well, maybe there is a discrimination happening, whether it's on purpose or it's not. I really did start to feel I was in my feelings a little bit about what was happening. But you know what I decided to do? Is instead of blaming what was going on around me, I turned that thumb back toward myself and I said, "You're the problem. You're the thing that needs to change because you are putting the success and failure of your business in the hands of other people when the buck starts and stops with you." So, what can you do, Andrea, to turn things around and take control back? So that the only person you'll be able to blame when things aren't done appropriately or you're not getting results that you want is yourself. What I started to do was observe those around me and start asking questions to understand more fully what was going on so that it wasn't my assumptions, it wasn't me having opinions, it was me learning facts and understanding what was really and truly going on. What I discovered was everyone else in this organization, well, I shouldn't say everyone else, that's a bit much, but of the people that I talked to, I actually got a speaking engagement at another organization where some people were also a part of this initial organization that I started talking about. And I had a conversation with them, and this happened a couple of times, but I had a conversation with them. This first conversation opened my eyes to the fact that the people that I saw in the initial organization that I thought that my opinion was they were doing business with one another, but were not including me in that. They were not referring, they were not hiring me or getting having a contract with me. What I started to see was that they really weren't interacting with each other either. They were coming for community, they were coming to build relationships. But they were not really exchanging money for services with each other quite as much as I thought they were. They were going to these other organizations where there was a little bit more at stake. And so they felt more compelled to share referrals and do business because they were a little bit more invested. And so when I looked at that, I thought, well, wow, I need to look at making some changes myself. And so the point I'm making is when I stepped out and started looking and observing what was really going on, I recognized that I myself was the one who was stagnant. I was the one who was not doing her due diligence to get out there and, get in front of the people that I needed to get in front of. And this brings me to my quiz, the stages of entrepreneurship, because I've talked about this before too. I actually have a video, I'll link it in the show notes. But this quiz, I identified 5 stages of bossing, and you take the quiz to determine what stage of bossing you are truly in. And then you will get some results, not only telling you what stage of bossing you're truly in, but who you should be serving, like who is looking to that boss for advice, who your potential customers could be. Because what I've found and what happened to me a few years ago, and I actually started slowly making the transition myself, is that as much as I wanted to help a certain group of people, as much as I wanted them to be my audience, they weren't prepared to receive what I had to give them, because a lot of times they were trying to just recoup their money. They were still in a mindset of, whoever will pay them, they will take their money. Whereas I am a service where I am helping you build a solid foundation, and I'm giving you strategy to make the best calls on your leadership and marketing. And it is a service that does not yield an immediate return. And a lot of times when you're starting your business, what you are looking for is that immediate return on your investment. And so the mindset of the entrepreneur that I was trying to serve had not yet matured to the level where they could appreciate the service that I was bringing to the table. So I started to look at the different stages of entrepreneurship, and I saw the distinctions there. And I created this quiz to help you identify who your true audience should be and what stage of bossing you're actually in. It can only serve you. So I would advise you to tap into that. I will leave the link to the quiz as well as the video explaining the stages of entrepreneurship in the show notes so that you can grab that and use that as a tool to help you. But what I'll say is, in identifying who your audience is and how you need to show up as a boss for that audience, you do need to recognize and own the responsibility that the buck starts and stops with you. And when you get that down, you will know that you are solely responsible for the success or failure of whatever it is you're doing. So you have to constantly evolve as a business owner, as a leader. You have to constantly evolve, but stay open to failing, because in our attempts to be successful, there are going to be missteps, there are going to be problems, and we have to be okay with that and understand that there is a lesson in each failure. Your first attempt in learning. That's what it means to fail. So you can't be afraid of it, and you have to own the fact that the buck starts and stops with you. All right. Now, the last lesson that I think is just vital. If you don't take anything else away from this podcast episode, take this away. And that is, you have to bet on yourself, be your own champion, and invest in yourself. That's vital. I know that when I first started my business, I felt that I did not have the funds. I was reluctant to spend a ton of money on the services that I may have needed or the tools that I may have needed. And honestly, I bootstrapped it. I had school knowledge, I had gone to college, I had the book sense, I understood principles and all of the elements of marketing that I needed to understand. But when it came to me starting my business, I went to college before social media was around. I didn't understand how to create courses and programs. I taught myself social media. I taught myself how to create courses. I taught myself how to film and edit videos. I've taught myself how to do a myriad of things in my business. And instead of biting the bullet and investing in myself early so that I could bypass all of that hard work and take advantage of other people's experiences, I tried to bootstrap it. I tried to do it on a shoestring budget. And I know that we have a propensity to want to do that when we are trying to grow a business. But if you would just get in the mindset of investing in yourself, betting on yourself, you will be that much further along in your business, I promise you, because It is going to do two things. Number one, it's going to help you learn and grow faster. But number two, it's going to put a lot of light a fire under you because you're going to want to make that money back, or you are going to do what you need to do on the front end, i.e., get a job, hit the pavement to get smaller customers and work all hours of the night and day so that you can make that money. And hustle so that you can get the service or the product or the help that you need to grow your business. But it's not about the other person. I remember when I first started and I would think, why won't they just help me? Like they know I'm trying to get started. They know I don't have a ton of money. And you're putting the onus on someone else to grow your business and give you discounts. But in the mindset is why are you wanting this person to sacrifice just and but you're not willing to sacrifice, right? Why do you want them to give you something for nothing and you don't want to put any skin in the game? Because you have to think more highly of yourself and say, this is a difficult decision for me to make. I don't have the money to really do this, but how can I show them in some way? And I'm not saying that you have to always, scrimp and scrounge and try to raise money to get the thing. Maybe that thing is not something you need at the moment. But what I am saying is look at each situation and determine the sacrifice you can make that shows them that you are betting on yourself. Sometimes that sacrifice is monetary. Sometimes it just is. You can't get around it. If it's a program you want, that person is going to require funds. If it's coaching you need, that coach has gained information and has educated themselves and done the work so that they have the information you need. Don't like try not to pay them. But it could be a situation where you say, you know what, I'm going to give you my free services in exchange for your discount or your free service because we can mutually benefit one another with what we have to offer. And the sacrifice is you're not getting paid because you're asking them not to get paid so that you can get what you need to be successful in whatever it is you're trying to do. But you should not skimp out on yourself and you should not look at someone else's price and say, wow, that's expensive. Wow, why do they charge so much money? Well, they charge so much money 9 times out of 10 because they've done the work to have the answer that you need. That's why they charge what they charge. And so you have to stop looking at occasions like this as an expense that you're giving someone else and start looking at it more as an investment in yourself. You are betting on you. If you want to start a business, grow a business, scale a business, sell a business, you've got to bet on yourself. You cannot look at other people to do it for you, and you have to show up proud of the work that you've accomplished. And you have to be so invested and committed to your business that you will bet on yourself. And when the time comes to spend the money or do the thing that is going to get you to the next level, you are going to be willing to do it because it's not about the other person. It's about you. You are betting on yourself and you are investing in yourself. All right, guys, that does it for today's episode. I just had these few little lessons that I just was compelled to share with you today. I think it's going to be very helpful as you start planning out your new year, as you start strategizing about how you are going to scale. I think these lessons are going to be very helpful. If you've not done the work to understand your value, what you need to do and be your best, remember my program, Project CEO, is very helpful. In getting you there so that you're not so reliant on that validation and it's not going to be a detriment to your abilities to succeed in the new year. Also, just understanding that the buck starts and stops with you, having that responsibility, doing what you need to do to be successful and not putting the onus on other people to get you where you need to be. Look at where you are and determine where you're challenged. And then how can you not? What did someone do to you to put you in this position? But how can you get yourself out of it? How did you work yourself into it? And how can you work yourself out of it? And then lastly, don't be afraid to bet on yourself, to invest in yourself, to do what needs to be done so that you are able to get where it is you want to go. That does it for this episode of the CEO Mindset Podcast. Thank you so much for listening today. I really appreciate it. If you've not already, please subscribe. You know, this is a self-published, self-hosted podcast. And in order for us to grow on those major platforms where we show up, we need people like you to leave comments and give reviews. Also to share it with other people and subscribe. So please, please, please do that. I really appreciate it. And until next time, thanks again for listening.
That does it for today's episode of the CEO Mindset Podcast. Remember, this is the place to be to find the intersection between your personal life and your business life so that they coexist. It's also where you learn how to consistently evolve and be open to the failures that happen, be open to the opportunities, be open to the opportunity for change. Make sure you are subscribed. Leave your comments below about today's episode. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, I want to hear all about them. And I want to hear how you are using what you hear to grow your business, live the life you love, and have that quality of life that we are all looking to achieve. All right, guys, don't forget to follow me over on Instagram, AF Patrick. Definitely subscribe to my YouTube channel, Andrea Patrick Official. All the links that you need to continue following and being a part of the Be You Boss Squad community is listed in the show notes, along with any other links that I think might be amazing for this particular podcast. Remember, we are on all the podcast platforms, so if you have not already, find us and subscribe. See you again next week.